This is the Closing Market Report. Find us online at willag.org. Mike Tenora from T-Storm Weather is now here out of Chicago. Mike, thanks so much for being with us. Where do we want to start this afternoon? Looks like there are some changeable weather patterns.
We're kind of in a transitional period between what will be a fairly cool period over the next couple of days to what will be a notably warmer period starting up on Sunday and Monday. The big question becomes, who will see rain from this pattern? Because there are some people that do need rain. Most of those areas are in Iowa, Illinois, and also the Plain States. Once you get to the north and to the east of Illinois, it's been at least seasonably wet over the last 20 to 30 days. So not a whole lot of concern in most of those states as far as rainfall goes. But what is going to end up happening is that we'll see this large upper level high that's off to the west and creating the drought in the northern plains expand onto the east. Now, that will end up turning the plains much warmer and most likely drier than normal by the time we get into the first part of next week. So these states of the Dakotas, extending southward through Nebraska and points onto the south, stay fairly dry and also experience heat next week. As we move to the east, though, this is where the forecast is much more challenging and also critical. The weather that happens next week and over the following week will end up determining a lot for this year's corn and soybean crops. The way it looks right now, we'll end up seeing high temperatures pop into the 90s across much of the Corn Belt, at least on a few days, starting up next week on Monday and Tuesday. That will set the stage for some thunderstorm clusters. Those storms will most likely set up from somewhere in Minnesota, east-southeast through parts of Illinois and Indiana. If those were to shift a little bit further to the south, that would affect a lot more corn and soybeans and essentially wipe out many of the dryness issues that we have at the moment. But the most likely scenario at this point is for that rainfall to stay off to the north. So that is one of the key events we have to monitor. Once we get beyond next week, we have one more thing to watch, and that regards what happens to this heat. We know we'll see some heat next week, and that's part of the reason we'll see some thunderstorms. You could argue either way for that heat to shift back to the west and then leave the Corn Belt seasonable to cool with a few thunderstorms here and there. But you could also argue for the heat to simply remain in place or even shift a little bit further to the east, which would result in a notably drier and warmer pattern. All of this uncertainty begins around Friday and Saturday of next week, right at the middle of the month. So, Todd, we think this is a key weather event for the corn and soybean growing season, because depending on exactly where the rain happens next week, and then depending on exactly where that goes, you could either end up seeing pretty decent growing conditions for corn and soybeans or a very unfavorable setup. Which one is going to win is going to take a few days to determine. And unfortunately, here on Thursday, we just don't know the answers.
One other quick question, Mike. If I recall correctly, it's not all that unusual for these ridges to move and shift from east to west. What is it that you look for that tells you that they're going to make a move?
Well, you can look at a bunch of different computer models and get some idea of what's going to happen, at least in the near term. And everything we look at points to an expansion of heat once we get into early next week. That's only 3 to 4 days from now, so that part of the forecast we have a lot of confidence in. But what ends up shifting these highs to the east or to the west, as you mentioned, pretty much comes down to where the thunderstorms that are associated with it form. If those storms were to stay far to the north, say they end up hitting Minnesota and then ride through the Great Lakes and don't dive southward into the Corn Belt, well, then we would have a high pressure area that essentially is keeping all the rainfall away from it, and that will keep the high in place and basically leave it in place over the Corn Belt or the plains, either one of which would not be a good scenario for corn and soybeans. But if those storms were to somehow dive straight south into the high, that's where the high gets disrupted. It starts to look jagged on weather maps as opposed to a nice solid ball. And when you have a jagged looking area of upper level high pressure, that means there's little features that are poking into it, and those are the thunderstorms. And when these thunderstorms poke into it, they can actually cause the high to just move away. So everything is going to come down to these thunderstorms next week, and we just don't know how they'll behave until this setup is actually in place, which doesn't start for a few days.
Thanks, Mike, for the explanation. Look forward to talking with you again next week.
You're welcome, Todd. There was a lot to talk about and a lot of interesting stuff going on, but hopefully that helps you out at a critical juncture here.
Indeed it does, Mike. Mike Tenora, of course, with T-Storm Weather out of Chicago. I'm University of Illinois Extension's Todd Gleason.